with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake.
Welcome back, Yardless, the grilling guys. We're traveling around the South and the West talking about barbecue today. And if you're just tuning in, you miss Memphis and Kansas City. But hang on, we're driving to Texas now. And I've got family in Texas, so this is probably a place where I've been the most and eaten Texas barbecue.
Yeah? Where did you go for barbecue?
I've been to San Antonio, and then...
No, the specific restaurant.
Oh, Franklin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's been on the show.
Yeah.
Aaron?
Yep.
Yep.
So, but there's a lot of just, I call them Bubba's, right? I mean, you're just driving down the road, there's a little sign that says... You know,
Bubba's barbecue. This
family barbecue up on the left, and you know that if you roll in there and there's a line of people waiting for them to open at like 10 or 11 in the morning, it's like, oh, yeah, we're going to stop
and
here.
And why do you suppose the sign says BBQ?
Right, I don't know.
Because they can't spell barbecue.
Right, yeah, right, yeah, yeah. Oh, busting on our Texas friends, yeah.
But no, it's all of us barbecue guys. Yeah, right. We're not the sharpest tools in the shed. Yeah, so Texas. Texas is quite unique. Now, they, of course, you've got Franklin's and all these places that these guys sharpen their skills on the KCBS tour.
Right.
So they brought a lot of, you know, that brings a lot of flavor to the industry. So they're not as pigeonholed as they used to be. But typically, if you were a Kansas City guy like I was, you would call Texas style. I personally thought they did a lot of things that I did not care for. One was, number one, they never trimmed a brisket.
Right. Yeah. And so to me, when I hear Kansas City and Memphis, I immediately go to pork. When I hear Texas, I add in beef because Texas is cattle country. Right. And there's a lot of beef. We talked about beef ribs.
It's their claim to fame.
Right. But it's their claim to fame. But brisket is what I think if you talk to, yeah, to 20 brisket guys in, or barbecue guys in Texas, they're all going to brag about their brisket.
Theirs is the best.
Right. Yep. Exactly. And so brisket is.
Because they haven't had ours.
Right. Yeah. Brisket is another cut of meat that's a challenge to cook until you figure it out.
Well, how they do it differently there is, number one, they've traditionally. Texas guys wouldn't trim the brisket. Another thing is they'll cook it fat side up,
yep,
which is crazy,
right?
Because they think that fat running through the meat makes it moister. It doesn't. It doesn't. It just adds grease.
Yeah.
So, and they also leave all the fat on there, and then they take a meat axe and they just chop it up. Most of their brisket is just chopped.
Right.
So if you don't trim it properly, you'll have lots of fat. And then by chopping it up, you're not making anybody gag.
Right, you're mixing it in. Now, so let's step back. If you've cooked a brisket, you know this. If you haven't, we're going to talk about it. When you get a whole brisket, it's a really unique piece of meat because on one end, there's called the flat, and on the other end is called the point or the deckel.
Yep.
That's synonymous, those two names. But on that,
and
that,
the point actually has the deckel on it.
On it, right.
And that is what makes it a point.
Right.
So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, my point is this is a unique piece of meat in that on one end, it might be 2.5 inches thick. On the other end, it might be 8 inches thick. So therein lies your first issue is that how do I get it done the right way when I've got one end that's,
right,
a half or a third
typically,
as thick as the other
end. If it's a full brisket, you'd call it a packer brisket.
Right.
And I just saw one the other day in the supermarket. They were on sale for like $4.99 a pound, and not a horrible price. But and I'm going to say that point end was 3.5 inches thick, and the flat is typically down to around 1.5 to 2, and the flat is what we used to consider to be like less than our favorite piece. And that's because we were making them wrong. And the way I was taught is the way we taught the classes, we did it all the same way. But what I migrated to over the years and and I think you'll back me up on this, is to find those two muscles and find out where that point really starts and starts climbing the hill, so to speak,
right,
getting
yep.
gradually taller. And then I'm going to cut across that brisket on an angle, because it's usually at an angle it takes off. And then I'm going to do those in two separate pieces. So when I wrap,
again with butcher paper,
first of all, that flat is going to come to 145 faster than the point.
Right.
But yeah, I want to wrap in butcher paper.
So you're going to wrap at 145. We'll take a little rabbit trail here. Why is that? Is that once the surface temperature of a piece of meat gets 145, the smoke doesn't go in, it sits on top. That muscle tightens up, and it will not accept any penetrating smoke any longer. Now you're stacking it on top. And when you keep stacking it on top, you're going from really good smoky flavor to bitter.
And Rob Russell was death on that.
Yeah, right.
Yep. We pounded that home in the classes.
Right, because you will take what is going to be a wonderful smoky piece of brisket and turn it into a bitter something that you don't really want to eat
if you don't wrap
at this 145.
You'll also do that by trying to use green wood to smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes it bitter.
Right.
But a lot of these guys with these Oklahoma Joes or these Southern Prides or these they've got a spot for a log in there. Like Dickie's Barbecue is a chain, right?
Right.
They put green logs in there because they claim it lasts longer.
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
It also makes
seasoned wood in your fireplace makes heat.
It makes
green wood makes smoke.
But it makes your meat blacker.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the bitterness.
Right.
That's the heartburn.
So at 145, you're gonna wrap that
yep.
flat and wrap that point.
Yeah. Now with the brisket in particular, I'm going to be really particular because it can dry out.
Yep.
Ribs, I don't find really dry out. They're so fatty. Butts don't really dry out. They're so fatty.
Right.
But the flat will
dry out more than the point will, because the point has a layer of fat between the two muscles that you don't want to take out.
Right.
And
what's the other thing in there?
Collagen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that's right.
Collagen is good for you.
If you slap somebody on the face with a piece of brisket, you're doing them a favor.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you can sell that stuff in a bottle for $99.99 to the ladies. Yeah.
Wow.
So you don't have to be afraid of that.
Right, right.
It's so, just like a flat iron steak has the same thing.
So then you've got these things wrapped now, and all you're trying to do from the point you wrap it to the point you finish is get it up to temperature. Right, because you're not going to put any more smoke on it. The wraps prevents that, which is great. You don't want to layer it up and make it bitter. But I'm at around 204, 205 that I'll get that internal temp of that meat off. I pull it off and let it rest.
And
this is a big thing. Let it rest.
Here's the tricky part. I do like to hydrate it a little bit.
Right.
And with butcher paper, it's a little harder to do, right?
Right.
But if you cut your sheets in long, big pieces.
Right.
And then you put that brisket, that piece of meat down in there, like let's say it's just the flat.
Right.
And then you take each end of it and wrap it up around it a little bit and make sort of a U-shape out of it. You can take your mixture, and I typically will take a beef broth and a Worcestershire, mix them like 10 to 1. And I'm gonna
10 broth to 1 Worcestershire.
Yeah, I'm going to sprinkle that on there. And then I'm going to fold it over, and as I keep folding it and flipping it over, that that juice is just going to disperse, and you won't end up with a problem.
Right. It's not sitting in a pool of it now. It's kind of all over it.
Yeah, and you're not putting that much in anyway.
Right. Yeah, just it's a little hydration, because you're creating a little bit of a sealed area that the brisket's sitting in, and you don't want it to dry out.
Right.
Yeah. You don't have to do that, but I agree that it adds a layer of flavor. That's really good.
Yep.
Yeah.
And for brisket, I think it's just kind of necessary.
Yeah.
I just want to remind people to go to our website. It's called thegrillingguys.com, and check it out. On the right-hand side, you'll see our sponsors. Click on those links if you want to check out the products. You might even buy something. If you do, we might make a couple shekels.
Right.
And this is a business. It has to make money.
Right.
Hate to tell you. But we're going to add a few new links to that real quick.
Speaking of business, it's time for us to wrap up the show. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. We are the Grilling Guys. Reach out to our website, as Bob said. There's lots of great recipes and great companies on there.
Oh, yeah. Also on the top right, you'll see a headset.
Right.
That's how you download the podcast.
Right.
And on the bottom, it'll say Jethro Live. Mm-hmm. You click on that, and it'll stream you through radio, some app. I don't know, Conrad.
Tune in app.
Yeah. So it's a great thing. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or a smoker, create some grill envy in your neighborhood. We'll talk with you next week.
See you.